Welcome to the Armenian Sports News Podcast, powered by your favorite attorney, Nelson Gevorkyan Esquire. I'm Andre Khachaturian, and I'm joined today with none other than Noel Mikhailyan, who will be fighting Badu Jack on December 13 in a rematch for the WBC Cruiserweight Championship. Noel, how are you today?
I'm very good. I'm very fine. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Noel. I'm doing well as well. Thank you. Noel, in the first fight, you only had 3 weeks or so to prepare. And in some people's minds, you still won that fight. How do you think having a full camp will impact your fight the second time around?
That absolutely makes me more confident because thinking of that, he couldn't beat me at my worst. How was he supposed to beat me at my best? And this time I have a full camp. As you can imagine, I will have full sparring sessions and time for cardio and endurance training for an appropriate 12-round world title fight. Nobody goes short notice, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks into a world title fight, right? But I had to take that risk. That was my decision. I did it. I still won the fight, don't get me wrong. That's why we're getting the rematch. And this time it will be a more fair shake.
Noel, you said he couldn't beat me at my worst. When you say you're at your worst, what do you mean by that? Did you have any other injuries or anything like that?
Well, I was it was about the training camp. I usually need at least 8, minimum 6 weeks for a 12-round fight preparation. And at that time, I just got the call because the other fighter was injured, and they took my title away on the at the convention, put me in recess. And I was not happy about what they did. And then I had conflicts with my promoter. So I was like, you know what? Just take the risk, fuck it. Just go and beat him there, Pierce. So I went to London for like 8 or 9 days, and then 8 or 9 days to Riyadh, and had like 3 sparring sessions. I knew this is a really high risk that I'm taking, but sometimes you have to take it as a fighter. And it is what it is. It's now the past. This time we have a full training camp, full preparation, real sparring sessions with my home coach, Pedro Diaz, here in Miami, and we will be completely well-prepared, completely different mindset, completely different physical training, endurance, and everything.
Amazing. You told The Ring magazine, quote, "The world knows I won the first fight. That's why I'm getting a rematch." You said it here today as well. How do you plan to make sure the result of the fight doesn't go into the hands of the judges this time around?
Well, I can't rely on that. I mean, I'm not a judge, and I'm not on the board or a commission. I'm a fighter. So the only thing that I can do is perform at my best and do the best in the ring. And obviously, I would be happy about a knockout. But as they always say, don't focus on the knockout, because if you focus on it, it doesn't come. So the only thing that is in my power is to perform at my best and give my best at that night, and make sure that my hand is getting erased. And I hope that I get a fair shake this time, not like the last time.
Yeah. Noel, I want to be completely honest with you. You know, boxing has been, you know, over decades, controversial scorecards, disputed decisions because of the judges. It's 2025 now. You know, technology's improved so much. But the way we score fights hasn't changed over the years. You know, even in some cases, like a close round is a 10-9, but a round that's completely dominated by one boxer is also a 10-9. How can we change this so that we're not faced with decisions like this?
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective. And I think you made a good point. And I think it's just the old guys who are still in boxing, running that business how they used to run it 50 years ago. They just don't want to advance, and they're comfortable in the way they have been going through the industry since the past 100 years. And I think personally, boxing needs a big cleanup, starting in the sanctioning bodies, from judging, from scoring, because most of the time, like, I'm a long time in the business, and I saw things in boxing that it has nothing to do with sports, you know. And from the outside perspective, you sometimes just watch a fight and you're like, oh yeah, they just misscored it, or it was a robbery, or it was that. But there's much more things going on behind the curtains, and it's only about the business side of it. So boxing unfortunately, he's also losing a lot of fat because of that. I mean, there's a reason why we lost all the TV networks. I remember it happened in Germany back in the day. Although it was the biggest sport in the nation, and then it happened also here in the States. They lost Showtime, HBO, and because people like to watch boxing, love boxing. There's a lot of boxing fans, but
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a fight that you don't know who was going to win. This one, there's a robbery and this and that. Like, you want to watch sports, you don't want to watch business, you know what I mean? So, and I think that's why boxing is losing a lot of fans.
Would you be open for, AI scoring or anything like that?
Sure, any improvement or advancement that can make the sport more fair and more honest should be looked into, and that's a very interesting perspective to put into maybe the sanctioning bodies.
Yeah, no, I personally agree with you. I think, so many sports are using technology now to help officiating. You see it in soccer and other sports. I think boxing's a little bit behind in that. Noel, this fight will be taking place in Los Angeles. As we know, LA is home to many Armenians. What will it be like for you to be getting some support from the Armenian crowd?
That would be awesome. I mean, I raised my Armenian flag when I won the world title, and I'm one of the single Armenian, only few handful Armenian world champions that ever existed. I think it's around four ever in professional boxing. So I'm very honored to be one of the Armenians who held our flag high, and I welcome any support. Like, I hope that the arena is full of Armenians and cheering for me, that we raise our flag at the end and win the world title the second time.
What does it feel like in general to get support from Armenian fans on either whether it's on social media or at a fight or on the street? How do you feel when you get that, support from an Armenian?
Well, it's a little bit special. It's more emotional. It always reminds you back to your roots, to your family. I mean, the only people in my family, like, speak to me Armenian. This is my mom, my sister, my brother, and then somebody speaks to you Armenian, immediately it becomes family, although you don't know it, just because of the language. So being supported by Armenians is very emotional to me and very touching.
Speaking of the Armenian boxing community, we lost a legend this week and with Vanes Martirosyan passing away at the young age of 39. Very, very sad news. What was your reaction when you heard about that news?
I was shocked. Like, you wouldn't believe that somebody would die at such a young age. And I assumed he was probably healthy, living a healthy life as an athlete. And I mean, who will think about of that? That I was just 39 years old. And I watched a lot of his fights when I was younger, a teenager in Germany. And he was a great fighter, upcoming world champion. And I was shocked. Like, I don't even know what to say. I mean, family's probably going through very hard times. And my condolences to the family, and may you rest in peace. That's really, really very unfortunate.
Were you close with him? Did you know him personally?
I never met him. I didn't know him personally, but I knew him from fights back in the day when he had some big fights
Yeah.
on TV. He was one of the first Armenians fighting on a big stage. I think it was a Showtime or HBO back in the day. Against Lara and some other world title contenders. He was a US Olympian, so he had good results in the sports. So obviously, people noticed him, and I noticed him too, although I was far away in Germany. I never met him, but yeah, he was a great fighter.
Yeah, absolutely he was. Noel, if you walk out of this rematch with a convincing win, what's the next chapter for you? When you become the champion, what would be next? Or are you not even thinking about that yet?
Well, I'm not thinking too much about it because it's one battle at a time, and I have to put my focus now on December 13 and become victorious then. And afterwards, I will see what kind of opportunities will open up. Obviously, I would be open to unification fights with Obataya or Ramirez or whoever holds the other belts, and do some lucrative, financial lucrative fights. That would be the next step.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Noel. Are you in LA right now? You're driving around LA, Glendale?
No, I'm in Miami.
You're in Miami.
I train in Miami, yeah.
Okay, so you haven't gotten to Los. When will you get to Los Angeles?
Next week,
Next
on
week.
Saturday.
Very good. Well, best of luck to you. We will be
That's this week already.
watching. The entire Armenian
Thank
community
you.
will be watching, and we're excited to see what you do. And best of luck
Thanks.
to you, and also Merry Christmas. Merry early Christmas.
Oh, true. Merry Christmas. It's such sunny weather, you don't notice that Christmas is coming up. Merry Christmas from Noel.
Yeah.
Baba Noel.
That's great. All right. Thank you so much, Noel. Have a
Thank you. My
great fight.
pleasure.